We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More bonus material as we look back to a win over Toledo and another over Purdue on this edition of the Ziggy Cast.
This is the BGSU Ziggy Cast from Learfield. Your home for Falcons updates, interviews, previews, and highlights. Now, here is your host, Todd Walker.
Thanks for being with us once again here on the Ziggy Cast. My name is Todd Walker. Today we look back to Bowling Green wins over Toledo and Purdue from 2009 and 2015, respectively. Of course, the 2009 season saw Bowling Green with a new head coach in Dave Clawson. The Falcons started out with a home win over Troy before losing four in a row. But coming into the Toledo game, the Falcons had won 5 out of 6 to put themselves in bowl contention, and a win over the Rockets would make the Falcons 7-5 and pretty well lock in a bowl berth. And that day at Dwight Perry Stadium, BG's special teams keyed the victory. 2 blocked punts in the first quarter as Bowling Green raced out to a 24-0 lead. The first blocked punt led to a Willie Jeter 1-yard score. The second blocked punt would come on Toledo's very next possession.
Speaking of uncomfortable, here's Bill Klaus, the punter, who just had a fourth punt blocked this season last time. A little bit of a high snap. It's blocked again, and the Falcons might have a touchdown. They're kicking it inside the 10. Sanderson has it at the 6-yard line. Jamal Brown blocked it. How about that? 2 for 2. 3 and out. Blocked the punt.
Hey, if they're going to keep giving it to us, you got to keep taking it. And that's exactly what I meant about relentlessness. That was a great job by Coach Clawson and his staff, recognizing that weakness and saying, hey, let's not be happy with one. Let's go get two. 2 block punts to start the game. You can't get any better than that.
After that block punt, Bowling Green would cash it in, as they did many times in 2009 with Freddie Barnes.
From the 4, 2nd and goal, Sheehan in the gun, Jeter beside him. Barnes is wide left. Check that. That's Hudson wide left. Barnes is on a slot right. Right is outside of him. From the 4, 2nd and goal. Sheehan sprint out to the right. Throwing back in the end zone. Guess who? It's the number one receiver in all the land. It's Freddie Barnes. Touchdown, BGSU. Catch number 131, touchdown number 15, and the Falcons lead it 13-0.
After the first quarter, the middle two quarters and the beginning of the fourth quarter belonged to the Rockets as they eventually tied the game at 24 early in the fourth. But Bowling Green had an answer as the offense drove down the field to reclaim the lead.
Loss of two makes it 3rd and 7. It's a Toledo 17. Sheehan in the gun. Bunch trips on the left. Jeter the running back. Hodges is wide right. Now Barnes goes in motion over to the right. Back over to the left side. Sheehan stands in. Looking downfield. He's got a man. It's Barnes. Turns the field and takes it in. Freddie Barnes, touchdown, BGSU. From 17 yards away, they finally got Freddie free. And the touchdown with 9:04 to go makes it BG 30 and Toledo 24.
BG was clinging to a 7-point lead, and the Rockets were driving down the field when the defense came up with a huge play.
We've got to put a stop to this nonsense and get the ball back and salt this game away.
Toledo on the season, 16 of 19 on fourth downs, 2 for 2 today. They're best in the country. 4th and 9 at the BG 29. Shotgun for Danton. 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. He's got a running back. Danton in the pocket, steps up, throws short. He's got Page on a catch at the 20. Breaks the tackle inside the 15 to the 10. First down, Toledo.
Ball came out!
The ball came out!
BG has it.
BG's got it! Sanderson took it away, and he kept it! Jared Sanderson with the strip. P.J. Mahomes stood him up. Now, wait a minute. Officials are talking.
He was not down.
Yes. The referee says, BG ball!
That call would stand. The problem is Bowling Green was stuck deep in its own territory and Toledo wanted the ball back, but Willie Jeter made the biggest play of his career.
Toledo with 2 timeouts now. Jeter the lone running back. Sheehan under center. He's got Wright and Barnes out wide right. Scheidler goes in motion to the right, comes back over to the left. Hand off Jeter, left side, and not much, but he breaks the tackle. Gets the first down. Down the middle of the field. Jeter takes on the catch. Willie Jeter to the 20, to the 15. Isaiah Ballard makes the touchdown saving tackle. Willie Jeter with the biggest run of his career. With 2:55 to go, Jeter puts the ball inside the Toledo 15 at the 13-yard line. How about a 61-yard run?
Later in that drive, Jeter would cash in the game-clinching touchdown to beat the Rockets.
They're going to set it up in the eye. This is Jeter, the tailback. Achenberger, the fullback. BG, 3rd and goal at the Toledo 2, leading by 7 with 1:39 to play. Hand off to Jeter, left side, hit. Squirming,
he's in.
Reaching. Touchdown, BGSU. Willie Jeter's 3rd touchdown run of the day. This one from 2 yards out gives BG apparently an insurmountable lead with 1:27 to go, 37-24.
Even though that essentially put the game away, the Rockets would come back down the field before the defense ended things.
27 seconds to go from the BG 21. Danton out of the gun. Down the field.
Intercepted
inside the 5. And a pick will end the game for BGSU. Roger Williams with his 2nd pick of the day. And with 21 seconds to go, the Falcons have won their 3rd in a row over the Toledo Rockets. The first time since 91 through 94 that BG has defeated Toledo in 3 consecutive seasons. And with the 7 wins, the Falcons have a shot at a bowl berth.
And they would earn a bowl berth heading to the Humanitarian Bowl in Boise, Idaho. Great to remember that win over Toledo back in 2009. We shift gears now, move ahead 6 years to a MAC championship season for Bowling Green. 2015, the team was off to a 1-2 start when they went to West Lafayette to play the Purdue Boilermakers on September 26th of that year. The Falcons had lost to Tennessee and Memphis with a win at Maryland in between. On this day, at Ross-Ade Stadium, the Falcons would draw first blood on their very first possession, A 14-play, 78-yard drive was capped off by Travis Green.
First and 10 at the 11. Game's opening possession. Matt in the gun, Travis Green with him. He'll give it to Travis. Up the middle to the 5, working to the 2. Gets a push touchdown from his lineman. Touchdown, BGSU. Give Ryan Hunter a little assist there. Travis Green finds the end zone from 11 yards away. And Bowling Green scores first. It is 6-0 Falcons.
And with the 7-0 lead, Bowling Green was actually driving again on their next possession, but a bad snap allowed Purdue to come up with a turnover, and they would use the short field to get a touchdown to tie the game at 7. But Bowling Green would get the ball back and take the last couple of minutes of the first and the first minute of the second quarter to put together a 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drive.
Johnson under center, full house backfield behind him. Now Lee comes in motion over to the left. Hand to Donovan Wilson, left side. Touchdown! Big 44 running downhill. Touchdown, BGSU. And the Falcons are back on top, 13-7.
Purdue would quickly answer to tie the game at 14. And then late in the half, BG took over at their own 20 with 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play. 7 plays later, Donovan Wilson stuck it in the end zone again to give BG the lead at the half.
Full house backfield. Wilson is the running back. Motion D. Lee. Hand to Wilson. Left side. Touchdown. BGSU. And again, the goal line running game works with brutal efficiency.
In the third quarter, Purdue would strike first and tie the game at 21, and that's how it was heading to the fourth quarter. But BG, with about 12 minutes to go in the game, got the ball at their own 15 and would reclaim the lead with a 10-play, 85-yard drive, capped off with yet another Matt Johnson touchdown pass.
Third and goal at the 5. This play could make that a moot question. Shotgun with a running back. Trips to the left. Single receiver right. Johnson in the gun. Looking left. Firing left. Touchdown, BGSU, Ronnie Moore. Put 6 on the board, and Bowling Green's back on top for the fourth time today.
Purdue used a big play on the second play from scrimmage thereafter to tie the game again. David Blau, a 62-yard TD pass, and with just under 8 minutes to go, it was tied. Bowling Green got the ball for the final time with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play at its own 20 in a tie game, and would drive 9 plays and 80 yards to win the game. And it was punched in by star running back Travis Green.
22-21 from the Purdue 12. Matt Johnson, maybe they're setting up for the field goal. Matt has it. Gives it to Travis up the middle. Travis to the 5. Travis to the 2. To the 1. To the goal line. Touchdown, BGSU. Travis Green carries it across the goal line at Bowling Green for the 5th time today has the lead. Hopefully this one will stick.
And it indeed did stick. BG won 35-28 to improve to 2-2 on that season. Of course, 2015 would end up being a MAC championship season. And that wraps up another bonus edition of the Ziggy Cast. Come on back tomorrow. We will relive the MAC championship game victories of 2013 and 2015. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying hi, Ziggy Zumba.
Thanks for listening to the BGSU Ziggy Cast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review however you listen. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.